All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
Woo. Oh, lovely.
All right. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
One of the biggest trends in Hollywood over the last few years is to do remakes of popular movies from the 1980s. Did you know that out of the 15 highest grossing movies from the 1980s, only 4 have never had a remake, sequel, or prequel? They're Tootsie, starring Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man, starring Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman, and E.T., not starring Dustin Hoffman. What is the other famous movie that has not been remade or had a sequel?
From the 80s?
From the 80s.
Wait, okay, I already have an idea, but I'm not positive that it hasn't been sequeled. Did Top Gun have a sequel?
Yes.
Oh, dang
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they did. It wasn't good.
Oh! Did Pretty Woman had a sequel too, didn't they?
Did it?
Pretty Woman starring Richard Gere. Anybody? Anybody see that? Jeffrey, can I ask? Have you seen
I don't think it
Pretty
had a
Woman
sequel.
2?
Pretty Woman is the 90s.
It's not.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
I think it was.
Really?
Yeah, I think
yeah, it was
really
the 90s.
Oh.
I shouldn't help you, but it's the 90s, and I don't like the fact that you don't know your Pretty Woman facts. It's really upsetting.
I know. Jeff's going to think about that all day today now.
It really hurt me.
Oh, I know.
Do you really
know? Wait, is this 90s too? Is Goonies 90s? Or is Goonies 80s?
Is... Ooh, that might have been
80s,
like
I believe.
80s.
Goonies is a huge blockbuster. I mean, like, if you think...
Well, no, it wasn't at the time. It's now it's like a cult classic.
What about an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie from the 80s that would be like a huge blockbuster? Like, Terminator obviously had them.
A ton, yeah.
Conan the Barbarian had multiple, I think.
What's the one where he's like the kindergarten teacher?
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop. That's obviously a really good name for that movie.
Yeah.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Did you know that out of the 15 highest grossing movies from the 1980s, only 4 have never had a remake, sequel, or prequel? They're Tootsie, Rain Man, E.T., and Name the Other One.
Oh my God, it just came to me.
Okay, hold on.
Oh no, for real, I got it. I've got it this time.
You really
okay,
have it.
So at first I was like, Back to the Future. This is what's going on in my head. I'm like, no, Back to the Future has had sequels.
Of course.
Breakfast Club. Oh, R16 Candles.
Oh my God.
It's got to be it's got to be Molly Ringwald, right?
Dude. Well, she was in everything then, so yeah.
And Breakfast Club, I mean, I don't know. Was that a box office hit? Because would that be bigger than 16 Candles? Because they didn't have 17 candles.
Okay, calm
there
down.
Was no 18 candles.
Out of all the 8 things that you promised you know are number one, I think that Breakfast Club does make the most sense because it lines up. It was in the 80s. It had major actors that all wanted to do bigger and better things. And no one has ever wanted to touch the image of it. And I know it did good in the box offices, too. That makes the most sense out of all of your
okay.
realizations.
You ready for my answer?
I'm ready for it.
Breakfast Club.
Out of the 15 highest grossing movies from the 1980s, only 4 of them have not had a remake, sequel, or prequel. They are E.T., Tootsie, Rain Man, and the 4th one grossed $176 million at the box office and is one of the all-time classic 1980s films starring Tom Cruise.
No!
Top Gun.
What? Top Gun?
Oh, I thought that
you guys, I said that. That was the first thing I said, and you all talked
What's the
me
sequel,
out of
Bottom
it.
Gun?
No, I thought there was.
Top Gun 2. Didn't everybody see Top Gun 2?
Top Gun 2 has not come out yet.
It doesn't exist.
It's still in, they're still trying to figure out how to make that.
I thought it was like, just like Iceman, and Tom Cruise wasn't in it.
Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure I looked it up. They say maybe one might come out in 2019, but it still doesn't have a script or anything, so.
Yeah, you know what? I just Googled it, and it says they revealed the title, Top Gun Maverick, but the movie hasn't been made yet.
Damn it!
Oh. Dang it!
Okay. Damn it! All
right.
That early hype has got me confused in the head.
Turn that shock collar up.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
Give me a
and
song.
Somebody wanted to hear Crank That by Soulja Boy, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
Get it, bro.
Okay.
Is it on?
Soldier boy up in this hole. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that soldier boy. That Superman. That hole. Now watch me. You crank that soldier boy. Now you crank that soldier boy. Now you.
All right.
Ow.
Today's show was produced by Steve Crank That Boyd and Jeff Spank That DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.